Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned in to Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. I am so glad and excited that you joined me on today. Truly, today is the day that the Lord have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it on today. I welcome you again to another glorious day of lifting up the name of Jesus and giving him the praise, glory, and honor. On today, we're going to have a different session than our normal session. We're going to open up our lines to take any requests or share any testimonies that people may have had that they would like to come on and just share some of the glorious things that God have done in and through their lives. And so we are just going to open up the airlines and airways for maybe perhaps maybe about 10 minutes, and then we're going to move forward. And so we just want to hear the testimony. No, we're definitely living in times where there are recessions that are going on, but I really believe earnestly that God is blessing his people, and there are testimonies that are out there that want like to share about the goodness of the Lord, even in the land of the living, what God is doing in and through his life. We read many times in the Bible about how God brought people out and how God opened doors and raised the dead and made ways out of no ways. But I wanted to share with the radio land on today that the God that we serve, he is still yet doing those types of miracles in and through and among his people. And there are people that are sitting among us or listening on today that have a testimony, and they would love to share with you about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so I'm going to open up the airway and just take some prayer requests or testimonials of people just sharing the goodness of the Lord. And so I'm going to go ahead and just see here, we have 206-218-2907, and we're just going to bring you right on air. Hello, okay. you're now praise, on the air, and I want to Lord. Say welcome. Praise the Lord.
Can God you bless. Hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, well, you know, I got a testimony. This is Minister Robin Lynn Lafayette.
Well, let me, one moment, Minister Lafayette. I want to say I thank God for we have now on air with us Minister Lafayette all the way from the Pacific Northwest area, and she wants to share with you about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so, Minister Lafayette, we want to welcome you on today to our show of Helen Arm Ministry of Empowerment Home. And so I'd love for you to share with the radio land just a testimony of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Why don't you just share?
Well, one of the things I want to testify about is how the Lord reduced my mortgage by $400 a month, and then he also reduced the debt that I was trying to pay off by $400 a month. And I was able to get that all cleared off. The Lord also blessed my husband and I with a brand new house about almost 2 years ago. And he took us from a hotel straight into from homelessness to home ownership. So those are just a couple of the things that I wanted to testify about and to tell everybody to pay your tithe.
Amen. Well, thank you. That is just such a powerful testimony about what the goodness of the Lord is doing in your life. Now, you have went from homelessness to home ownership. Now, what I tell you, what a profound testimony of what
Amen.
God was able to do in the lives of his people. So you went from homelessness to home ownership.
Amen.
Wow. What an awesome testimony.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, that is such an awesome testimony about what God is doing, of reducing the dead and opening new doors and streams and making some ways out of no ways. Why don't you share something else if you have in your heart to the radio land in regards to just the principles of God and being faithful to God and to the things of God. I know we're living in a time where people are being pressed on every side and people are being greatly challenged. And my opening statement was that God, we read it in the Bible of how God has made ways and opened doors. But there are testimonies that are among us of the goodness of the Lord, even in the land of the living.
Amen. I would just like to add, you know, just being faithful. And, you know, one of the things, I'm an avid, faithful tither. And I pray, you know, we have a covenant prayer partner where the partners pray every day. And just, you know, God, he listens and he pays attention to the prayers. And then when you tithe, that just opens up blessings that you can't even number in money. You know, I can't even put words to the whole thing right now. I'm just so excited, you know, about what God is doing. He's just so good, and there's no limit to God. And if you really want to be blessed, you know, just pay your tithes, be faithful, be in the house of the Lord, stay in your word every day, and be obedient to what the Lord says. And obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is so profound. And one of the things that we find is that the biblical principles that God has made the provision for his people, as we adhere to the principles that have been intricately laid out in the Word of God for us, we will see the manifestation of God's blessing and provision among his people, because it's a promise. He's a covenant-keeping God, a God that he said he will not lie, but he will provide and make a way out of no way for his people. And so I thank you, Minister Robert Lynn, for coming on and just sharing that testimony and sharing the goodness of the Lord, or what God is able to do in and through the lives of his people. Truly, he's a gracious God and a God that is full of mercy and full of kindness for his people. He truly is great and greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you very much for coming on, and thank you for sharing that moment and things of time of sharing about the goodness of the Lord. Now, if someone would want to be a part of the Covenant Prayer Partner, what do they need to do to become a partner?
They just need to give us a call on our conference line. We meet every day on the phone at 12, I'm sorry, Monday evenings at 7 p.m., and Tuesday through Thursday, we meet at 12 noon, and on Friday evenings at 7 again, and the number is 732-439-6132, and there's a PIN code that you dial to get on, 435366. We also have an email, which is covenantprayer@shekinahglory.com, and you can send your email request. And also, after you send in your email request, your prayer request, it also, we're asking if you have any answered prayers and testimonies, that you send in those requests to those things as well, to the email address that we have. And we welcome...
Continue.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we welcome any prayer requests. We welcome any and all participation. It's open to everyone.
Oh, good, good. And it sounds as though I'm sure that you have had many numerous testimonies of miracles and various things that God has done as far as praise report of doors that God has opened and made ways that God has provided for the people. When God's people, he said, if we would just come together, touch and agree, asking anything down on here on earth, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. And so the relevancy of the prayer of coming together in that corporate body of praying and crying out unto God, God hears and answers prayers. So is there any other praise report, that a generic one that you could share with us, the Radio Land, and perhaps what God has done in and through and among his people?
Oh, sure. We had one of our young members at our church. He was hit by a truck. I believe Malachi is 7 years old, and he was hit by a truck. He was riding his bicycle, and he was hit by a pickup truck, and except for a skull injury, but there was no severe trauma or damage, and he was up and back in school just a few weeks later. So, and no surgery, no broken bones, so we thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
We had a sister. She had she had put in a prayer request for a vehicle. She was blessed with a brand-new BMW. Let me think, what else? Oh, one of our mothers was blessed with a sewing machine. And then one of our beloved pastors, we've been praying and walking with her through her schooling, and we saw her get, and she was also fought every step of the way when she was working towards getting her doctorate. And so we want to say that we got a wonderful praise report because she was able to get through the school and receive her doctorate. And we just really thank God. And there are just so many things. God, he's been answering our prayers while we've even been speaking. So, and it's just so many. I can't even name or number them all right now.
Well, we want to say we thank God for you, and we thank God for you sharing about those wonderful testimonies of what God has been doing in and through the lives of his people. And I wanted just to share, and I appreciate you coming on, Minister Robin Lynn, to share with the people of God the relevancy and the power in his people coming back praying and crying out unto God, because he promised if we will call on him, he will hear and answer our prayer. And what you have certainly indeed did on today has been able to share with the people of God that which God is doing and want to do even among his people, is showing himself strong, showing himself as a provider, showing himself as a protector or a deliverer, showing them as himself as a way maker, or still yet making ways out of no ways, still yet opening doors unto his people. And so on today, we just wanted just to admonish and to really encourage the people of God to don't stop praying.
Amen.
Continue to hold fast to that which God has called you to do, and be faithful over the few things. And he said he will make you ruler over many. One other point I hear God saying in my heart to share is that many times we can get discouraged by not seeing the numbers or the people when you're moving forward in ministry. So, Minister Robin Lynn, why don't you, could you elaborate just a little bit about just coming together, the power, the relevancy of that?
What exactly do you mean? I'm sorry.
It's coming together, and when you don't have even a large group, when someone's starting forward in their prayer ministry or and there's only two or three that are gathered, and and they get discouraged in the middle of that.
You know, I can just give also a personal testimony about that. We've been meeting together for prayer most every day since the last week of December. And some days there are a few of us, but most days, a lot of days there are quite a few people on there, but most days that there are just myself and one or two other faithful mothers that are on the line. And, you know, we do get a little discouraged with the numbers, and we do get a little, you know, tired and weary sometimes. But one of us is always there where one is strong, the other is weak. And we've been able to feed into each other and encourage each other and lift each other up. And then one of the things that we do to keep from falling weary is by just stopping and just sometimes we don't have prayer of request. We just give thanksgiving prayers of Thanksgiving, and we stop to gather all of the testimonies to remind us and keep us keep in front of us the goodness of God and all the things that He is truly doing, and to remind us that it doesn't matter, because He says where two or more are gathered and where they touch and agree, I will do anything that is asked in My name. So that's all I could say.
I think that's that. You said quite a bit, because those are the principles of God that you again are sharing with us on today, and seeing the manifestation of God and the hand of God of blessing His people. And that's what we want to admonish and encourage the people of God, that God will do it. And see, so don't get discouraged or lose heart when it's only two or three that is moving forward in a realm and a place of prayer. And see, whether it's in your local church, whether it's a prayer ministry, a home prayer group, and things, we must stick with it in order to see, because it's a promise. God said He promised He would be there, and He said that He would hear and answer our prayer. So I want to say I thank God for you, and thank God for this brief interview, and you're coming in and sharing your testimony. And
I just have one more thing I'd like to say real quick. Uh-huh. Sometimes we think and we feel that we're not doing much, or we're not effective or adding much, but we just have to remember that God does it all. And like you say, I'm gonna take your saying, if you don't got it, God's got it. Hallelujah.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it, because that's what He told me. He said, tell the people, if they don't have it, He have it.
Yeah.
And they're one prayer or one question away from their miracle. And so I want to say again, thank you very much, because this is just truly an enlightenment to be able to help others who are finding themselves in the prayer room by themselves. Don't give heart up heart.
Amen.
Don't throw in the towel, but hold fast and hold on. And God will and shall greatly bless you in a mighty and a special way. So again, thank you, Minister Romalyn, from all the way from the Pacific Northwest. We want to say we indeed do appreciate you for coming on and sharing with us on this afternoon. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, just God bless everyone and pay your tithes.
Okay. Thank you very much for that testimony.
Amen.
And may God bless you now. Bye-bye. We want to say we thank God for Minister Robert Lynn coming on, sharing on today, and just sharing her testimony and sharing about the power of prayer. Prayer is so essential for the lives of God's people. That's the way in which we communicate with Him, and He communes with us and pour back into our lives and share with us, and we release the blessing through the power and the vehicle of prayer. I want to say this is going to be a very short session on today, and things as opposed to our normal session. I wanted this to be able to come on and just to share a brief moment and things with you and things. But I'm going to go ahead and to, we'll have to leave the air at this particular time, but we wanted just to be able to share with you a brief moment of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so I want you to be encouraged as never before. Take heart, get back to the prayer room, cry out to God, call on His name. God is still yet performing miracles in the lives of His people. So thank you for sharing, and may God bless you in a mighty and a special way on today. God bless you. Bye-bye.